Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations and, yes, those true confessions of the soul. Right here on the Love Zone USA.
All right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Sunday to you and everyone out there in Radio Land, as I like to say it. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl. And, yes, this show is all the way live. Yes, it is. And I have a very special co-host that you know her from, the G Network, as I like to say, the Girlfriend Network. Tahara is in the building.
Hey, hi, everybody. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Here.
True
Girl.
Confessions of my soul. I'm just so excited to spend this time with you and your audience. But you can tune in to us, me, the Girlfriend Network, every Monday night, 9 p.m. And we get down, we talk about love, relationships, everything, dating. So I'm just really, really excited. So I'm looking forward to the show today.
Yes, we both talk about, listen everyone, we both talk about the love, relationships, and dating. And it's so good because, you know, the stuff I can't say, the Girlfriend Network is going
to
tell
you, okay? We
dissect it.
Absolutely. But, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I mean, we all stem from love. And,
yes,
you know, we just break it down in a different way and different dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God is love. And that's why I'm just really, really excited for your avenue. You know, growing up in church, my just to give you a little background, my grandmother was a pastor. And it was hard. So the things that you would want to say but couldn't, this is the arena to do so. So I'm
this
just excited for the things that you are doing, Miss Laura, True Confessions.
Thank you.
Because if I could write it down at that point in time growing up, I wish I could call it and say, why do I have to be the first person to sing, you know?
Yes, and a lot of people, they still, you know, people get kind of nervous because, see, this is the stuff you can't say in church, you know, and you ain't going to be able to talk to the pastor like this. This is like a free forum. We try to keep everyone's, you know, privacy definitely up to the utmost because I don't know what's going on in your church. So we ask people, don't name your church, don't do all that unless you're saying something positive. But it's a good. This show was really built on the fact of having a doorway for people to be able to express certain things or concerns that they may have, and to be able to, you know, get some good reasoning and maybe some sound wisdom on directions or situations they're doing in their life.
Go ahead, preach, girl. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm gonna pause. We got Muhammad White. You know Muhammad. I don't know if you've seen his videos. Muhammad White out of the ATL. He's gonna be joining us today, talking about his sitcom. He got a TV sitcom. I do believe it's called Love, Marriage, and I can't believe the rest of the word of it is, but it's Love and Marriage. I'm pretty sure he'll let us know. And it's also he just did a magazine thing. He's a writer of a magazine. But most of all, he is known for those famous, funny videos that he posts on Facebook. And my one that I like the most is the pastor, when he, you know, when he imitated the pastor, somebody calling about that sermon too long. And so he will be joining us shortly. But first, let's just go ahead and pause for a cause real quick and go to some quick Tide tribute. I feel like some Tide tribute. Sunday,
take us to church.
And we're going to play some Tide tribute and get ready for the one and only Muhammad White and his cast for his new sitcom that's getting ready, that's shooting its pilot and getting ready to hit the airways. So keep it locked right here to the Church Girl in the building with Tahara. Tahara.
Hello. Tahara.
All right. True Confessions of the Soul.
Thank you.
Love me some Ty tribute.
Yes,
how to
yes.
Do it. Same God.
I
same God. Don't you like mm-hmm. that? See, a lot of people don't
forever.
Know gospel is a little bit of everything. You can kind of make it whatever,
ooh.
You know, as long as you're doing it in a positive way and you uplifting
mm-hmm.
the Lord, you know. I tell people, if you think it's only going to be one choir in heaven, guess what? You must be
mm-hmm.
going to the wrong heaven. Because it's going to be a lot
amen.
Of us. It's going to be a lot of us up here in heaven. So, yeah, we have Muhammad White that's going to be calling in shortly. And, I mean, he has his whole cast. It is such an interesting sitcom. And I love this. You know what? I mean, I love to exhort anybody who's doing anything out there because it takes a lot of nerve to really step out there on your own and try to launch something. I mean, you got some competition. You got Beyonce out there. You got Jay-Z. You got everybody out there. So trust me, it takes a lot of courage. So if anybody's out there doing their own thing, you got my support. Go for it. But real quick, while we're waiting for him to call in, let me talk a little bit about the Girlfriend Network. Now, tell me, because I don't get to, you know, really get on y'all show too much. Y'all come on Mondays, you know.
We come on every Monday. What the Girlfriend Network is, we are female panelists, and we all get along, and we talk about topics. We talk about dating. We just interviewed Raheem Devant, Grammy nominee, about 2 weeks ago, and it's an environment where you can come, let your hair down, and be relaxed and talk and discuss really love and dating. The things that you want to talk about with your mom but can't, we explore. We have different
you said with your mom.
Like things that you can't talk about with your family.
I can't talk
about
my mom about nothing.
It's an avenue to come. Any questions that you may have about dating, like what should I wear on the first date, or is it okay for me to call him back? You know, so things like that. We really, really dissect love and relationship in a very, very uplifting and positive way. We have a lot of groups that we feature as well that come on the show to feature their organizations that are doing really, really good in the community. So it's just a good show. We have many segments.
I know it is.
I'm so excited. I love it. And we have fun doing it. It's so, so fun.
That's what it is about. Having fun. Relationship is fun. Love is fun. And if you're having a hard time in your relationship, there's some adjustments you probably need to make. But let's go to Muhammad. We got Muhammad White, Tierra. He's on the line. He's in the ATL. Muhammad.
Hey, Muhammad.
Hello. How we doing, ladies?
Hey. We're excited to have you, right, Laura?
Yes, we are excited. I'm amped up. Whoop, whoop.
I'm excited as well.
Muhammad, tell us what you're doing, because you're making some noise in the A.
I'm working on a TV series now, and it's called Single Married Life.
The name, let's stop at this. It was Single Married Life.
Single Married Life. Okay.
Yeah, Single Married Life.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a brief.
I want to jump all over it. Go ahead, Muhammad.
it's like, to be brief with it, it's like you can have people that are married, but they have single mentalities.
Correct.
And also, you can have some people that are single, but they have a desire to be married, but they have issues that are keeping them from getting married. So it's kind of like, it's the worst of both worlds in the TV show.
Wow.
That is good. That's amazing. That is really, really good, because you have people that are married, but they act single.
Right. And see, for the actual TV show, I play the character Chris, and I work at a magazine. I'm a magazine writer, and I'm married to Jasmine, who plays the role of a church. She works at the church. She's a pastor's assistant. Me and her are married, but our roommate is a single exotic dancer.
What you doing with a roommate?
We gotta have Muhammad on the Girlfriend Network.
Muhammad, what you doing? You messing the game all the way up.
Well, see, that's the twist of the plot, though. Simone is the exotic dancer. She came from Miami. You know, and so me and her grew up in Miami for the show, and I moved to Atlanta, found a wife. Simone was still in Florida. Right, and Simone was still in Florida with issues, and so she wanted to just, you know, start a new life, period. So
just wanted prayer, personally.
So she moved to the A to start a new life, and that's how she ended up, you know, staying with us for a while.
Where your wife at? Is she on the line? I think your wife is it Lauren?
Yes, Jasmine is on the line. This is Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, girl. What you got to say about him moving his stripper girlfriend up in here? We know what it is.
I'm listening to all of this, and I'm like, really? Is this really what we're doing? You're trying to embarrass me right now. But definitely, I am Jasmine. I do play the wife of Chris. My name is actually Lauren Hope. And I am, you know, the the church administrative assistant, executive administrative assistant. So I'm extra holier than thou.
Uh-oh. All up in the upper room. I got you, girl.
Exactly. Living and walking the straight and narrow, quite spiritual. And, you know, at times I can be a little judgmental. You know, I'm the pastor.
Because, you know, that judgmental stuff, that comes with the spiritual. You know that, right? That's part of the package.
And I'm, you know, because I want everybody to be on that spiritual level like myself, but unfortunately all are not, you know, especially Simone, as mentioned, you know, great stripper over here. So, because of Chris's job, you know, he, as a magazine writer, he deals a lot with the secular world. So that can be pressing at times, but we'll see how it all works out.
Okay, well, let's see. Simone, Miss Exotic, Bubblicious, or whatever your name going to be on that show. Tell us a little bit about your character and how did you get in the pastor's house? I mean, you know, help me
with
out.
His wife? That's Miss Simone.
With his wife.
What's his wife?
Is she there? Did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to her. But you know what? Okay, Muhammad. Okay, tell me this. Okay, so are you still looking for cast and crew, or are you getting ready to do this pilot?
Yeah,
how far are you in this
conviction?
It's so interesting because the first season I want to do like 9 shows, and so I already have the first 4 episodes are already scripted out down pat, but it's like as people are seeing my posts on my social media, you know, they're interested and they're like reaching out, and we were coming up with different scenarios. Like we got a marriage counselor that's going to be involved now. We're going to be at church and Bible studies
with the stripper.
So
no, that's who need to be up in there with y'all. I ain't trying to be funny.
But see, she can't get in there because the church folk. The church folk won't let her come in there because they her skirts are short.
Oh, you're right. You're right. We be kicking people out of heaven. Right. I forgot.
Right. That's that judgmental. So she can't come to church yet. You know. So we got to work on the church folk.
You right. Is Simone back? Did we get her? Did she get back on?
Simone is not back yet.
Okay.
That is amazing.
She's praying. She's somewhere praying right now.
She needs to get prayed
up. She needs to be praying anyway.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Because I know you got people waiting to call and open up the lines and all that stuff. So we're going to pause right here. We're going to play some music. And then we'll come back and we'll open the lines up for everyone to call in. You can ask some questions, join into this anointed conversation, praise the Lord, on this blessed day.
Somebody.
You know what I'm saying? I just had my 2-piece chicken and a biscuit, so it's Ask the Church Party with the Church Girl. So come on and call us. We're going to take a pause right here. We're here with Muhammad White and his cast from the new sitcom that he's putting together, Married. What is it, Muhammad?
Single married life.
All right, keep it locked right here to True Confessions Radio. And I'm in the building with Tiara and Muhammad White and his cast right here on the Love Zone USA.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Hey,
I feel good.
more. The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey. If you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. In my life, it won't be denied. Sing it, come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up on the outside. That's where they go. The happiness meant for my life.
Church girl and Tahara from the Girlfriend Network is chilling with me on the set right here. Tahara?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Monday night, 9 p.m. I'm in with you.
All right. Hanging out. Y'all got to go, like, after this show. So you need to, on Monday, tune in at 9 o'clock, listen to the Girlfriend Network, and get all the scoop on everything. Just kick your shoes off on that one. Okay, so we got Muhammad in the building, Muhammad White. And he's talking about married life, this, the new sitcom, Married
Single Married
Life,
life,
right?
Single Married Life. I love it. I like the name.
You're going to get a lot of attention off of that. Mm-hmm. And so we have him talking about his sitcom. And now, okay, so you were telling us about
Give us a plot.
Tell us what the – what's going to happen? How are you going to do this thing?
it's so crazy because it's like my mind is already on, like, season two.
Oh, my goodness.
and so because there's so much you can do with it now. So just to give you a little drop on it, it's just like we're living with an exotic dancer. My wife, she has a very nice shape, but it's like the way she dresses is kind of like a hindrance. Like, I can't really enjoy
it's a little
the physical
too safe
part
for
of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It doesn't really do anything for me. And so I have to look at what my wife is wearing around the house, and then Simone comes out, and
uh-oh,
she's wearing all this different type stuff, and it's kind of like a temptation for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and Jasmine start having marital issues over time because I'm doing a lot of comparison between her and Simone,
Jasmine.
If you want to take a female man, you compare it to another female.
Jasmine. Girl. You need me to come over to the house and pray. You need to anoint some oil, bust some bottles of oil on somebody's head. Mm-hmm. I mean, pray for somebody.
Absolutely.
But look,
yeah,
that's her weapon,
totally
though. That is her weapon. And throughout the first episode,
Amen.
She's throwing oil on.
But she's throwing oil all around the house.
Holy oil. Say it again now.
You said she's throwing oil all around the house.
On me.
On you.
She's announcing that.
You really got a choice. You can have me throw oil on you or I'll be throwing you if you could.
Okay, so you know what, Muhammad? You're saying a very interesting point because as saved women, and I'm going to talk, me and Jasmine, we're going to be here for a minute. As a saved woman, you know, we're taught to dress modesty, you know, and it is kind of, you know, intimidating when you got another woman that ain't got no clothes on and you got on clothes. And we can see how the temptation is there for a man to look, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's one of those things that we deal with in the church all the time. You know, I'm the sister with the nice long skirt on, and, you know, I got my collar button all the way up, and here comes the sister that just got out of new members class, and she still got on her mini skirt, blouse buttoned up and busting out, and I'm sitting there going, Jesus, see, that's what I'm talking about, why I can't dress like that and get away with it. But, you know, it's a matter of maturity as you develop in the Lord and you go on and stuff like that.
You grow.
That's definitely a very good point to be bringing up in a sitcom.
Absolutely. I really feel like even in the church, it's, you know, at times I think we're all at different levels in Christ. Jasmine, when she said everybody's not, you know, she's holier than thou in this. You know, in this, that's where the encouragement comes in, and that's where you walk over to her and say, you know, you help her at this stage to be,
right.
you know, get to her next level in Christ. And I think us
Amen.
As Christians, instead of throwing stones, we should be there like, oh, because I was there. Like, I grew up in church, and then, you know, in the entertainment industry, I would never, like, you know, go there with short dresses or anything like that. But I did get, like, women clutch with their men. Their husbands.
Give you the
when
dirty
I come
book.
Around, I'm just like, why? And I'm a good
I'm a
person.
That's not safe. You see that dress?
So it's an avenue definitely to embrace and just, you know, help her during this stage. Help her. Pray for her. Help her. Put clothes on, you know.
So, Muhammad, okay, we hear what Jasmine trying to do. She trying to do the right thing, pray, put all out on you. What's your brother doing? What is a brother doing to help the situation?
Yeah, he's trying to rub oil.
What I'm trying to do.
He's trying to rub oil on her. What's he saying?
Rub oil.
She's
trying
oil
to oil her
oil.
Up.
I love it.
He's anointing her.
Right. That's all I'm doing. I'm just getting her ready for that, you know, the transition to the spiritual side. That's all.
What you say for the transition?
Oh, my goodness.
She got
to make
a transition.
Slide into
that's
the
all.
Kingdom.
That's it. You slide one side to the other side. That's all it is. It's just one big slide.
You
it is
wrong. I'm going to tell your pastor.
I'm just saying, but that's what it is, you know. And so I really, really love this show, you know. I mean, I can't wait until it's actually in fruition because it's going to touch on a lot of serious topics. But, you know, but the funny thing is I know, Laura, you know about my comedy videos.
Yeah,
it's so,
comedy.
I just started. It
why you
from
pick
that,
the church
you know?
Folks so much? Hold on, let me stop real quick. Because you be going all in on the church. Why you be messing with us like that? Now, you know.
You want me to tell you why? See, that's the same thing with Jeff. When you come from something, that's all
true.
You really know. I've been in church since I was 3 years old, you know, and I've been playing drums in church since I was 5. And so as musicians, you have, like, you know, behind-the-scenes access to what goes on in the pastor's office. You know
you know, who ain't paying their tithes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh,
you,
Lord.
You get out
no, you didn't talk about
as musicians. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
yes.
I'm putting it in, you know, comedy. You know, it's real life, but it's
mm-hmm.
but it's funny at the same time. And so that's,
yes.
that's what this TV series stemmed from.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely funny. It is definitely funny.
Is.
And I know some pastors looking like, I'm glad he's doing it like that, so they'll get a clue. So they get a clue. But listen, we want our callers to call in and talk to Muhammad and his crew. And you can, hey, the Girlfriend Network, Tahira is here. You can ask some questions if you're having a relationship issue. Don't be too deep with us now, okay? But definitely, you know, just go ahead and call us. You definitely can give us a call. And I'm going to go to a quick break, but I want to tell Tahira, give them the number. I'm talking all, and you right here. Girl, help me. Can you give them the number to call in?
I don't have it. Hold on.
She's like, I don't have it. Hold on. I just call in on my own.
Okay. 539-5729. Call us in, and I wasn't prepared for that. For your confession,
oh.
Let us know. Let us
Amen.
Know.
Amen. Did y'all get that number? Did y'all hear what she said? It is 347-539-5729. Call us. We're here. We're in the building with the crew here. We got everybody. So I know one of us can be able to answer something today. Okay. We're going to go to a quick call, and we're going to come back. We're still looking for the stripper. Muhammad, you might have to call Simone. What's going on? She got to work tonight.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. She got to pray before she go in tonight.
She got to pray.
So she probably swaying somewhere right now.
She's locked right here. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl right here on the Love Zone USA.
It's like get behind me, see?
I know I don't do this often, but lately God's been showing me what you are to me. When I'm awake and when I'm asleep, so I had to come and sing it. You are everything I had dreamed and it came true.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Who am I to deserve this good love? God, I thank you for coming through.
Thank you for coming through.
To nobody.
Nobody loves you like I do, and nobody loves me the way you do. Nobody closer to my heart. Nobody but, body but God.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Make it work.
Cause without him, we'd be like all these other couples out here fighting.
Waking up, talking about divorce. Now ain't that trifling?
No, I don't want none of it. So I'ma let God handle it.
Have your way.
And girl, I will always try
to be that special guy
for the rest of your life.
Nobody, nobody.
Nobody,
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 Amazing Grace, no sir, not this generation.
Amen,
amen. Amen. You're listening to True Confessions. This is the Church Girl here with Tahara from the Girlfriend Network in the building. And
yes,
I want to talk to
yes.
her. I need to know about the other girls on the crew. Yeah, we need to know about that. And I got Muhammad on the line. Hey, Muhammad, say something again.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we're opening up the lines. We're opening up the lines. If you want to call, if you have a question, we are live for real, okay? I'm really here. So you can call me right now. You can speak to Muhammad. You can speak to Tahara. You can speak to me. The phone number to dial is 347-539-5729. Okay? So definitely give us a call. And we have a caller already. Wow, that's
Yay.
Sweet.
That was fast.
Let's go to the lines. Let's go to the lines. Hello, caller. Welcome to True Confessions Radio. How are you today? Can you hear me, caller? What city are you calling from?
Dublin.
Okay. How are you today?
Hi.
I'm good.
Did you have a question for any of us?
I have a question for Muhammad.
Go ahead, Muhammad.
I'm here.
Hey, Muhammad.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I got a question. I know you have a show coming out.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, where did you get the idea for the show that you have coming out?
Wow, that's a good question.
It basically stemmed from my comedy video. You know, I started making comedy videos maybe about a month and a half ago. And I probably made almost 40 to 50 so far. And so I noticed that a lot of them are dealing with church and, like, relationship-type issues. And so I was like, well, you know what? What better way to really touch on serious matters except, you know, add comedy in it? So that's basically where the idea of the show came from, you know, from being able to talk about something, you know, but at the same time add a comedy to it. And so I think that this way it'd be a lot better because everybody loves to laugh. Laughter is like a universal language.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if you come at somebody directly, they're going to get offended. But sometimes, you know, you can say the same thing in a joke and that person will laugh at themselves. You know, they sitting there laughing at themselves.
Yeah.
And so I figure, like, why not bring that to the big screen? And so that's basically where the idea came from.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, well, did you have any other questions, caller?
Oh, no. No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
you,
you
have
for
a blessed
calling
day. In. Keep tuning
thank
in, girl.
You. Okay.
Wow. That's a good question, Muhammad. I didn't get to ask you that. What inspired you to do this? Was it just the fact that you were just doing all these videos and you was like, hey, why don't I just put it all together and make something more, you know, with, you know, some more time to it? Because I'm telling you, them little two-minute things were just teasers. I was like, oh, man, that's it. You know, and I'm about tired of seeing you in your car. So I am going to need you to change the scenery. Okay? And I'm going to see what else I don't like about your video.
Ask me where I am right now.
In your car.
You in your car.
I'm in the car. I'm in the
that
car. That's gonna be my next invention. I'm gonna have it where you can.
You have a
live
car,
in the car
studio.
I'm telling you, everything gonna be in the car. Everything I need gonna be in the car.
You is terrible. So tell me, what inspired you? Okay, so was it the videos like you were saying to the caller that called in and you just decided to just go a little deeper with it? Or do you have a background in doing this? I mean, I know you do the fitness thing because we see you. I saw you. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I've done, like, the thing is I've done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, or should I say like an extra or background work in a lot of major shows. And it started out maybe about 3 years ago, and I got, you know, I was on the set of Let's Stay Together on BET. I did some extras for them, and then I did Necessary Roughness, and then I got a chance to do some a couple of Tyler Perry shows,
All right,
Love Thy Neighbor, and The Have and Have Nots. And so, like, just being on the set, it just kind of inspired me to create something. It's like, man, that's got to be a great feeling to start from nothing and create something. And when you share that something, it involves everybody, you
mm-hmm.
know. And it's like
mm-hmm.
you put something together from one person that can bring the world together to watch it. And
you
so,
better go ahead and preach.
It's like
mm-hmm.
I have so many ideas, so it's like,
you.
Yes.
Why not just put it all together, you know? And I have nothing
Amen.
Against a lot of TV shows, but it's like, it's like so many reality shows, it's like it's not even a reality, you know?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to get away from a reality show, you know, and
right.
actually make a real-life situation, you know, instead of just, you know, a reality show throwing champagne every week. We're not going to do that.
I mean,
we're
actually going to
touch on real topics.
Muhammad,
so what now?
This is Tahira from the Girlfriend Network. My question is, how do you keep, because this is so hilarious just talking to you, and these are real issues that you're addressing. How do you keep the funny side from interfering with the real issue, but yet, you know, being funny, how do you keep that formula, being funny and also addressing, you know, a stripper being in your house with your wife? How do
yeah,
you keep that chemistry
true.
Going?
Because that ain't funny.
No, I don't know how you finagled that, but
I think the thing is with me is I think so different. Like, my brain is like, I think different. Like, a lot of people say, you know, think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even have a box. You know, I'm just thinking.
I know, that's right.
You know, and so it's like my mind just goes different places. And a lot of times when I come up with the ideas, it's like it's really not even me. I can just wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
And I sleep with my notebook and my pen right beside my bed.
Wow.
Because a lot of the stuff that I write, it's like I wake up and write a whole episode, you know.
It's
or,
in your spirit.
Right. So,
hallelujah.
But
I received that. I'm sorry.
But
I just
to answer
received
the question,
that.
You receive it.
I receive it. I
Look,
receive it. I receive it.
After this broadcast, I'm going to give you my mailing address, and you just send your tithes to me.
Okay.
Uh-oh. There go that pastor to be popping up. I told you. It's like a pop-up pastor he got in him. In his back pocket.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying? You got it. I just
you
need some tithes. 10%. 10%.
You got to bless the head.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm silly by nature, though. So, I mean, it's like, and that's an issue that I have. Because even in, like, past relationships, it's like we could
Nobody
be in the middle.
Serious.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like everything was a joke. We could be in the middle of a serious conversation, but it's like if a joke came to my head, instead of saying what she wanted to hear, I said the joke. And so, you know, so she's like, really? A joke at this time, and I'm like, hey, I mean, I can't help it. That's who I am. You know, it's like,
wow.
If I can't control something or change it at that present moment, why not make it funny?
That's true.
You know?
That's true. They say laugh is good for the soul.
It is. Dirty.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
I can't go around being mad all the time.
Okay. Well, we do have another caller on the line. I'm going to see if we can get that caller before we go to a quick break. Caller, are you there? What city are you calling from?
Would that be me?
Would that be you? Yes, it would.
All right, well, that is
who
me.
Who
my name is Vigilante.
Like Vigilante.
And I'm from Marietta. Me and Muhammad, we are really cool with each other. He actually gave me my first interview on the Muhammad White show that I helped him launch.
All
and
right, now.
We, So yeah, I'm a attest to everything that he's saying, and I'm a validate it. When we first set up to do the interview, I had a good idea, and it was kind of a basic idea, and then he called me the next day with a whole thing that was like,
oh,
okay,
wow.
I want to add this, that, and this, and I was like, man, that is amazing. It turned out so well.
Wow, so that's a gift.
That's a gift. Tap into those.
That's a gift. Wow. So let me ask you this. Now, you know, he said he always playing, but you know, people say that. But then when they get you on the set, they're like, "I said action." You know, if he got that other side, you can tell us.
Do Muhammad have that other side?
That's why he ain't telling us right now until you get there and work.
I haven't seen it yet. But the whole time that we was on set, he was joking and kidding around, and we had a blast. Things didn't even turn out the way that we expected it to, and we just flipped everything right there on the spot in less than an hour.
That is awesome.
So, you know, working with Muhammad was one of the greatest pleasures, and I was right back doing it again the very next month, and I'll be looking into going into doing the series. So it's going to, yeah, so he probably does have that side, but I just haven't seen it personally yet, so I can't tell you.
Hey, man, you're doing good. You want to keep your job. Let me ask you this. Have you ever done this before? Is this your first time doing something like this?
As far as what me and Muhammad are doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually just got done filming with the Alvin and the Chipmunks 4 movie, actually, like,
oh, wow.
2 days ago. So, and then I, Trevor Jackson, he's doing a movie right now called Sons to the Grave, and I was just in that as well. So,
wow, okay.
Besides those two, I would say that this is my first time going into, like, actually acting and having, like, a role and stuff like that. Like, Muhammad was saying, he did a lot of extra work. I was doing a lot of extra work. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. So it's the first time, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and validating him because, you know, I didn't know. I just thought he liked playing with his camera phone because that's what he's doing. Facebook.
I got to see that in the drive-through video. That was hilarious.
Yeah. He always on the phone. I'm like, dude, you be outside in the car on the phone. I'm at work right now. But hold on, let me shoot this video real quick. I just thought about it. So I was like, how is he doing that? But anyway, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
Yes. Thank you, Muhammad, so much. I mean, we're having
welcome.
So much fun. We're having fun with you. Okay, I almost don't want to let you go, but I gotta talk some more about some other stuff. But, you know, you're more than welcome. Stick around with me. Lauren, what happened? Where you at, girl? You back in church? Where you go? She have another service to go to.
Lauren is praying. She's praying.
Lauren is in church.
Lauren is interceding.
Lauren is in church.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, I need you to find. I think y'all lost y'all stripper. I mean, y'all lady, y'all exotic dancer.
I know. I'm about to get on her.
I think she done left. She like, ain't gonna get me out there like that. Uh-uh.
I
but anyway, okay. Look, we're gonna pause. We're gonna get some music from Chris Tomlin. Whom Shall I Fear? Listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl and Tahira from the Girlfriend Network, and we have guests. In the building, Muhammad White and Lauren Hope, they're all here. So keep it locked right here to True Confessions of the Soul. right, we are back. We are back. We are back. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl, and we have a full packed room. We got Muhammad White here, Lauren Hope, Tahara from the Girlfriend Network, and you know we're getting ready to give promos. We need everybody to get ready to shout out their stuff because you know we got to wrap up. I know we're having so much fun, but time flies when you're doing what? Having fun. So, Muhammad, let's start with you. How can people get involved, and if they want to get involved with this project or follow you and all that good stuff, give everyone your information on how they can reach out.
They can reach out to me on Facebook at facebook.com/MuhammadWhiteTV. Once again, that's facebook.com/MuhammadWhiteTV. And I also have my Instagram, which is very simple. It's @followMuhammad.
@followMuhammad. What about that YouTube channel? Are you still doing that? Or you what's up with that?
I'm still doing it. It's connected to my Facebook page because right now I'm in YouTube jail. Let me tell you how crazy it is. Mm-hmm. YouTube has a thing now where you have to have 500 subscribers before you can change the name to whatever you want your channel to be.
They got a lot
of them. See, I didn't know that. So I'm thinking I was going to go on there and get a YouTube.com Muhammad White TV, but right now it's like YouTube.com ABC156, something like that. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it's like I got everybody reaching out through Facebook, but my Facebook is connected to my YouTube. So I need 500 subscribers.
Come on, y'all, 500.
We can do it.
500. Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all that you have to share. And keep keeping up the good work. You know we're coming out to Atlanta soon. I'm going to be there first, and then
I'm
doing something out there.
Yeah.
Waiting.
I know you're waiting on me. I'm not going to be in your car, and I ain't going to be on your next video. Don't be trying to pull me. Come on. Hey, church girl, let me pick you up real quick. I'm like, hey, what we doing?
We're gonna have to do a couple of phone videos. I'm telling you.
Thank you so much, Muhammad. Tell Lauren
truly
I love
welcome.
Her. Thank you so much for representing the Save Church Girl in the building and all the churches out there. And I'm pretty sure your exotic dancer, she is going to find her way to the Lord. So we're gonna keep praying for her. And thank you so much
Amen.
For tuning in. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Not a problem.
Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. My goodness. Whew. Tahara.
We had fun.
All
that
right.
Was awesome.
So now, that was good. My energy was like, whoa.
Yes.
And
so
now I'm
right
coming down to a
whoosha.
So tell us real quick, introduce the rest of the girls on the Girlfriend
awesome.
Network and what time to come on and all that good stuff.
Sure. When Monday nights, 9 p.m., the LoveZoneUSA.com, right here on the same network, we're the Girlfriend Network. We have Nicole Martin, who is a fitness model. We also have Karishma Thomas. She's from London. So we all bring, like, a wealth of information from different periods of life to the show. So it's so dynamic. We talk about love, but you have, from different aspects. So it's just amazing the chemistry that we have. And I just love these girls because we all bring something to, like, we're like the melting pot of this love show. So definitely tune in to us every Monday night right here on the Girlfriend Network, the Love Zone USA. It's
awesome. Right,
have
all right.
A good time. And just, talking about topics.
Tell me what, give them one of your subjects. I know you guys interviewed someone.
I have to be careful
but give them
here.
A sample of one of them subjects I had.
Well, we do one of the spicier topics.
Uh-oh.
We had a God forgive me.
Yeah.
I got to say my prayers. We talked about sex, and how to have sex with your man and how to be how to have sexual communication in a relationship, in a marriage, and how to, communicate your desires to your mate, which is we break it down in different ways, but I'm going to keep it clean to this forum.
So y'all need to come on and listen to the show. That's what they need to do.
Tune in.
So y'all can get
definitely tune in.
Amen. Thank you so much.
That can't,
the therapist that came on, she had me. I was like, oh, wow.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's really, really
wait.
Educated.
I know I'm coming out there with you guys. I'm going to be on y'all show one day this week. And I'm hoping that I can... Do I need to bring my Bible and my oil with me? Bring my Bible and my oil.
Bring it.
Of crosses. Okay. So definitely tune into the Girlfriend Network tomorrow at 9 p.m. What y'all going to be talking about tomorrow, real quick?
Tomorrow we're going to talk to Raheem Devon again. So it's going to be an interview.
On
he
Raheem
called
again?
The King. Yes, the Love King. So we're going to talk about, you know, his music and things. Like, he is the original Love King. So we're going to talk to him again and, you know, dissect, you know, what we whet the appetite before, and now we're going to do an enhanced interview one-on-one with him. So definitely tune in to us, 9 p.m.
Okay, cool.
Monday night, right, the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today. It was such
You're
a
welcome.
Treat. I had so much fun with you on the air with me. And
so
I got to get you to do it again. I got to get one of the other girls. Get them on the
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, I'll
All
bring
right.
the next time.
Yes.
Okay, Laura.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to True Confessions with the Church Girl and my special guest, Tahara from the Girlfriend Network.
Yes.
You can tune into the show every Sunday for True Confessions starting at 7 p.m. and, of course, the Girlfriend Network on Monday at 9. We're going to close out with some Yolanda Adams, and we're going to fade on into our next broadcast coming up. Keep it locked right here to the LoveZoneUSA.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.